Today is Monday, August 23rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, I got a haircut on the weekend. And for those of you who are new listeners, I'm open about it. I like to refer to it as a hair system. And it's really just, if you think about a monk, you know, like the stereotype of a monk that has a bald spot right on the, you know, the crown of his head. He has hair in the front, he has hair in the back, he has hair on the sides, but there's a, you know, there's a spot about the width, the size of a, I don't know, an orange or a grapefruit, the radius, you know, that has started thinning over time and, you know, is very thin. So that's what I have. And it was getting more and more noticeable about 4 or 5 years ago. And so I decided, because one of my first boyfriends had gone to this company and, you know, gotten a hair system. So I made the decision, you know, I was making a little bit better money and I thought, okay, I'm going to go and, you know, I'm going to look into it. So, you know, I looked into it and I decided to do it. And, you know, for the most part, I don't have regrets because, you know, many people have said, oh, you could just shave your head, or you should just shave your head, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Or you should do this, or you should do that. And, you know, ultimately it's what makes me happy that I should do. And shaving my head or letting it just be, you know, natural did not make me happy. You know, I would get in elevators with mirrors. Well, that was I didn't want to walk in front of anyone. I always wanted to walk behind people. I didn't want to be in the front in an elevator. I wanted to be in the back of an elevator because I didn't want anyone to be behind me where they could stare at my thin spot. And so, you know, in order to prepare you for these things, they have to completely shave that spot. So even if you're not completely, you know, bald, they have to shave that spot. And I have hair in the front and I have hair in the back. So, you know, and all of that hair is still there, but I have this circular, you know, spot that doesn't. So anyway, so when I say I'm going to get a haircut, I have to drive far away. And because I don't have anyone. Well, I found out I may have someone here, but I mean, it's a very, you know, I'm very particular. And what I wear, I think, looks super natural. You would never know if I didn't tell you. Now that I've told the entire world, if I walk around and you stare at my head and you examine, maybe you could tell. You know, maybe you go, oh, I see this little thing. But if you're, you know, it's not like days of old where, you know, it's very expensive and it's not like some cheapo, you know, rug that, you know, like they make fun of on television. And I don't think they should make fun of guys who do that because it is a body image thing that guys have to go through. And I don't think it's funny. I think, you know, you shouldn't make fun of people if they've chosen to do that, you know, and it makes them feel better. They should be allowed. Women wear hair extensions. Women in Hollywood, you know, actresses, singers wear wigs, hair extensions, all this stuff. And a lot of them are obvious that they're wearing wigs or they're wearing hair extensions or they're wearing this or that. And it's fine. Everyone's like, oh, she's got pink hair today. Cool. But if a guy does that, you know, it's made fun of. Anyway, I don't know why I'm going off on a tangent, but I'm just saying even though it's a little bit painful for me to be honest about it because I know there's a stigma attached to it. And I know every time I have a new listener and I mention it, they're like, ooh, he wears a toupee, a rug, you know, whatever those. And it's a hair set. They're, you know, I'm sure you can buy cheap ones, but these that I get, So in the same office that I go, anyway, they do, in my opinion, they do a very good job. You know, it's not the most convenient thing because, you know, again, I have to drive, you know, far away and but it's something that stays on my head all the time. I shower with it. I shave with it, or I shower with it. I, you know, everything, it's always there. I don't take it off. And for the most part, it looks really good. And like I said, no one would know, but it is inconvenient and it's very expensive. And there are times when, you know, I had to go 2 months without going this time. I don't even remember why, but I couldn't go. And things start to happen. You know, the glue eventually starts to, you know, wear out and, you know, and I don't want to take it off and put it back on. It's just a pain in the butt and I don't like it. And so they have in the same office, they do hair restoration surgery. And I've seen on a lot of YouTube videos recently that the hair restoration surgery has gotten a lot better. And they do like one follicle at a time. And, you know, back in the day, they did entire plugs of hair and you could tell that someone had plugs. But now they do like one follicle at a time and they, you know, you can't tell, or for the most part, you can't tell. And depending on how many times you go, you can get as thick as you want. And, you know, there are drawbacks and there are things that can go wrong, but it's a lot better than it used to be. And it's your own hair and you get it cut and, you know, all colored and everything else. And, you know, you don't have to, it's growing. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, you just go to a regular salon and get your hair cut and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the big thing is, even though it's expensive, if you add up what I spend on hair every year and the driving, you know, 10 hours on a Saturday and, you know, once a month, and the cost of the haircuts and the cost of the products that I have to buy, the special hair conditioner to keep everything conditioned and all of this stuff, you know, it all adds up. And in about 3 to 4 years, I would have paid for what a surgery would cost. And if I choose to do this for the rest of my life, or, you know, to not just shave everything off, which I'm not gonna, then that means, you know, that's a lot of money from now until I die or whatever. But I don't know. I go back and forth because you can have complications with the surgery. You know, you don't know what it's going to look like until they do it. And if the growth pattern is weird, you might have some weird growth pattern. You can't just take it off and then, you know, and buy a new one and put it back. It's not like, you know, a hair system where if I don't like one, I can say, oh, this one is not good. You need to order a new one, or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's no buy one, get one free or a return policy. It's your hair. It's there. There are infections you can get, like all kinds of things. Plus it takes 6 to 9 months for that hair to grow back in. And I don't know if you can wear a hair system during that time. So that means I'd have to walk around pretty much bald for 6 to 9 months before everything grew back in. So I don't know. But anyway, I was thinking about that, you know, as we were driving. Mark went with me and we went to the Filipino store. There's no longer a Filipino food store here in town. And so now when he goes with me to get a haircut, we stop in Springfield and he stocks up on all the Filipino snacks, mostly chips and various, I don't know what he gets, snack food. Mostly. He gets some other stuff like some ramen that they get in the Philippines and various soy sauces and vinegars and other things, but it's mostly snacks. They have different flavored, like chips and stuff like that, that we don't have here. So we did that, and that took up our whole day. We did leave the dog here. We left Sydney here all day because I was like, it's not worth it to take her to my parents' house. We have a doggy door now, and in past houses, she has escaped where she'll dig under the fence. I said, well, let's just try it. You know, hopefully she won't. Our neighbors know her. So because Mark walks her every day and we know a couple of our neighbors. And so they know. So he was like, yeah. And if she gets out, the neighbors will probably know who, she, you know whose dog she is and they'll put her back in. And so we left her here. And anyway, it was kind of an uneventful trip, really. We just drove up, got the haircut, you know, started back, stopped in Springfield, got the Filipino food, and drove the rest of the way. And that was our whole day shot. And then on Sunday, I had church in the morning. I'm getting used to that again. And you know, I found out that we're now going to, in September, we're going to start playing. Right now, we play two church services on Sundays. We play a 9:40 a.m. service and a 10:50. And we'll play for about 20 minutes, and then the rest of the time is sermon. So I will go sit in my car or do other things. Because even though I'm a Christian, I'm not a fan of the Baptist sermon. I don't want the fire and brimstone. You're going to go to hell if you date a man, basically. So I play the music. I spend my time during the music portion of the service, and then I go sit in my car. But anyway, so I did that, and then I came home and I bought food on the way home. We had lunch, and Mark had cleaned the floors and he was doing laundry. So it was pretty much just a chores day. And then in the afternoon we did our walk, and we didn't do our walk actually, because I had to mow. So, and it's been really hot here recently. So I mowed about, 6:30 or 7:00 I mowed. And then I just did not feel, I know it's amazing what I'm about to say, but I did not want fast food last night. And so I cooked eggs and bacon because I just did not want, I'm so sick of fast food at the moment. I don't want to cook, but I'm sick of fast food. And I need a personal chef or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, that was the weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.